Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
KKLZ, hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla, Morning Show, waking you up Monday morning, 6:04.
Yes,
and today is the one-year anniversary of 1 October. And as I told you, coming in off the air, Carla.
Yeah, you, Mr. Profound.
If you truly believe what some have said about this whole event,
right,
this tragic event, only one man at this point in time last year knew what was going to happen.
Right. You're right about that.
Because today started out for everybody as it is now, just a regular day.
Yay. Going to a concert tonight.
Yep.
Going to have a great time.
Going to wrap things up day three.
Yeah, absolutely. Weekend's over and sheesh. What a horrible, horrible thing. And don't think, you know, we are going to talk about it. Of course we are. And, you know, on Facebook Live, I mentioned if you know somebody that was there, we would like to know really how your last year has gone. And hopefully some good things have come of it or happened to you since then.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read something a little later that a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine from high school who was there, her husband was shot and he survived, but it's a miracle that he did because he was pretty shot up.
Okay.
And it's interesting the take I think that people have now. It was awful. It was the most horrible thing that happened, but she found something just really amazing in it, you know, and I think a lot of people did.
Well, our talk and text lines are open.
Yes.
702-739-9636. Either way, we'd love to hear from you this morning. And on top of all this, you and I get news that a good friend of ours, Matt Sherwood.
Man, and I mentioned Facebook Live earlier. I had mentioned it again today because he used to join me on Facebook Live and everybody else.
He was a photog here in Vegas for a couple of stations.
Was currently working for Channel 8 and also it's called Cover Edge. A lot of people do freelance work for them. And he worked for Channel 3 as well, and he was just a great photog. I mean, he wasn't he was a videographer. This guy was good, man. And knew a lot of he's just been in the media for a long, long time.
I don't know the details. We don't know anything about it, but the fact that you wake up to that news.
So, you know, even more reason, and not just today, but again, you know, you just don't know. You just don't know. None of us are getting any younger.
All right.
Sadly.
Jeez. Cloudy today.
Benjamin Button me, somebody.
Today, they say cloudy, showers, thunderstorms. Perfect.
Yes.
Just perfect.
Yes.
Today, tonight, and tomorrow. I am only 87.
It's
75
okay.
Now.
It's okay. We kind of need it, actually. Listen, entertainment news. I'm going to fill you in. It opens this week. A Star Is Born. I'm going to tell you how Lady Gaga got in on it.
All right. More on that and other stories after Pat Benatar.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Season premiere of SNL. Matt Damon played Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. It was pretty funny. He just looked like him, and they did him up well. Kanye West performed. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He looked like a giant Perrier bottle. I don't know. Then apparently after the show, he went on a big rant in front of the audience, and people didn't know what was going on. They said like a couple people clapped. It was like, we don't know what's going on right now.
Is the show still on?
Yeah. Changed his name, by the way. He's going by Ye, like Y-E-Ye.
Oh,
like Kanye,
okay.
The end of it. He's changing his name, Mike. So kind of like the P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy, I don't know, Pookie, whatever. Yeah. So it was weird. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper starring in A Star Is Born. It opens this Friday. Lady Gaga says that he was the one who had to convince people to have her in the film.
It was him that had to convince other people to have me in the movie, not anyone trying to convince me. I mean, he really fought for me. And you can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you and one does. And that was him.
Yeah, a lot of people still saying, really, Lady Gaga? But boy, is this getting some great early reviews. And it you know, I kind of expected it to be panned because of the one with Barbara Streisand, which is, you know, the mother of all. And gosh, it's sad news. I'll tell you, this hurt me. Marty Ballin from Jefferson Airplane has passed away, and Jefferson Starship, of course. 76 years old. No word on cause of death, but he had been dealing with complications from open heart surgery just a couple of years ago. And if you don't know what songs his voice was on...
It's no secret how strong my love is for you.
Pretty amazing voice he had. He really did. And I know, Mike, I think you talked to him some years back.
Yeah, we've had him on a couple of times.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
guy. And his run with Starship was during that period where they did Miracles,
right.
Runaway.
Yeah.
And he was responsible for all that.
Yeah, he sure was. Had some definite opinions on the way the band went, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour. You missed anything on our show, you can always hit up our podcast.
96.3 KKLZ invites you to beat the broadcasters, sponsored by Ford Country. Carla did the picking of the teams.
Yep.
I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow.
I know.
Our best week ever.
I know. Just about. 8 out of 14 thus far.
And we have one game
one
tonight.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yes.
Never too late to beat the broadcasters. If you want to join, just text the word football to 702-739-9636. Get all the information about that. This is so amazing.
I know.
Like I said, I did it. Worst week ever.
Whatever.
Gave it back to you, and you can have it all season long. And, of course, it was a year ago today, tragic events of 1 October. For those people that need information about things that are going on today.
Yeah.
If you're still struggling and seek support.
Right.
Some of the, if you want to donate blood, it's all right there on the KKLZ website.
Right.
Just go to 96.3kklz.com. And click on the Vegas Strong banner. Of course, today the saying, making Vegas stronger.
Yes, absolutely.
So with all this going on, that is the mantra for today, making Vegas stronger. So if you want all that information, just go to 96.3kklz.com. John Schaefer is here with news this morning. What's going on?
Well, a sunrise remembrance service taking place at this hour at the Clark County Government Center Amphitheater. That service will honor the 58 victims of last year's Route 91 Harvest Festival mass shooting. Governor Sandoval, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak, and Minda Smith, whose sister was killed in the shooting, will speak. The remembrance will include 58 seconds of silence and the release of 58 doves.
Oh, you can grab your share of $150,000 in the Grand in Your Hand contest. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. 7:03, they say cloudy, chance of rain, thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. I have only 87, 75 now. A few things we think you should know. We'll do that after Toto. You know what? It's a Monday, and it feels like a Monday.
I know. I do. I hate this. I hate that this is... and I mean this in the best way, that I hate it's something that we have to talk about. I really do. I hate that it happened and that we have to talk about it. However, I know that it was far less severe for us.
Right.
You know, than it was for, you know, 58-plus people. Many more.
And the kids in this building that were there.
Yeah.
The promotional, you know, down the hall, our country station.
Yeah.
Was a big part of Route 91, mm-hmm. the Harvest Festival, giving away tickets and everything else.
Yeah.
And some of the promotional people who were there, who thank God everybody was okay physically.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this day isn't any easier for them either.
I know. I remember our promotions person, Shayla, who was there, and it was awful. It was just awful. But I remember her being so worried about that. She said, you know, we sent about 150 people to see that show. And, you know, they knew nothing, and of course, they found out over time, but, it was a horrible day, and not to relive it, we're hoping we get some positive out of it today.
Okay.
Because I hope something good has happened to you since, or maybe out of it. They say out of tragedy always comes something good and something positive, so I hope that's the case, and, you know, in all the sadness, I'd like to kind of reflect on that today. Mm-hmm. You know, something good.
Okay. Few things you should know as you head off to work or school this morning if you're doing that.
This is good. If you can get out there. Nobody won Friday's Mega Millions lottery jackpot, Mike.
Woo!
Tomorrow's drawing up to almost $370 million. Lump sum cash payout, $213 million. You know what? I think I could get by. I think I'd be... just fine. Yeah, all right, I'll slow it down. Wow. Baseball season ended with two divisional ties, by the way.
This is wild.
Yeah, it is. There are one-off tiebreakers between the Cubs and the Brewers and the Rockies and the Dodgers. And the losers will then play against each other for the wild card spot. That's what they're doing. This is weird. I don't know
how many people know, but Mitch Kelly, our traffic guy.
Yeah.
He's a big Brewer fan.
Yes, he is.
Big Wisconsin guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he is.
Neither one of our teams are in here, by the way.
But he said so the last two traffic reports might be a little, crabby.
Yes. Yeah.
Depending on how the game's going, because his game starts at like 9 o'clock or something like that.
I know. So. Oh, that's too funny. And listen, we all want to be healthy, don't we? But they're saying that people aren't really so much getting healthy as trying to feel healthy. We do things like, we take the stairs instead of the elevator. Oh. A lot of people just carry around a bottle of water. I'm drinking my water, so there you go. They say we're buying a lot more produce, fruits, vegetables, drinking lots of smoothies.
Perfect.
But that all helps. But those are the things we do when we want to feel like we're being healthy.
Okay.
So I suppose if you want to feel good, then you know what? Eat an apple and carry some water with you.
There
How
you
about
go.
That? That'll do it right there. It's Monday. A few things you should know.
7:23. And if you need to know what's going on today, being 1 October, the year anniversary, it's all right there on the KKLZ website. You want to give blood? You know, a lot of people gave blood that day last year.
Yeah.
And then made appointments, and a lot of people didn't follow through.
Yeah, you know what? Blood's not only needed on, because there's a tragedy. And it only lasts for a short while. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Maybe if today's a reminder of that, do it. Give blood. Do it a couple times a year if you can. Because it's always needed.
So 96.3KKLZ.com. Talk and text lines open at 702-739-9636. Powered by Centennial Toyota. Your friend Karen's on the phone.
Karen, who, we talked to... Well, actually, Karen has become a kind of a good friend of mine. And we talked to her last year, you know, the day after, because she had lost her very best friend. And Karen, we're kind of talking today about, you know, how the years changed going from that to this and everything in between. What's it been like for you?
You have your good days and bad days. Mostly it's easier. Mostly it gets a little easier when I see your picture, you know, because they still show it on the news every month, every first. You know, sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's not. I think this one hit me a little harder than I thought it was gonna. We did the ride on Saturday, Remy and I.
Oh, good.
That was really something. When we were riding down the strip, a lot of people had signs and, you know, they were in their shirts. Got a little choked up. It was really beautiful, all the support out there.
And tell everybody who we're talking about.
Lisa Romero Muniz.
For those people that don't realize that how we are all connected, Karen has this friend Lisa and her husband Chris, who come to town to celebrate their anniversary because he had forgotten it the year before.
Yes, he did.
And he said, you know what, we're going to Vegas and you're going to see your best friend Karen, and then I got you tickets for Route 91 on Sunday. But the extra bonus was seeing Carla Rae do stand-up Saturday night. So Karen, it's you and your husband, and then Lisa brings her husband, Chris, and you all meet, and I had the opportunity to meet everybody.
Yeah.
We had such a good time. We had a great time, and I introduced them to you guys, and she had so much fun. And Chris, it was kind of funny. On his Facebook, you know, the memories that popped up,
yeah,
he was talking about Carla singling him out.
Yes, I did.
Being from Gallup, New Mexico.
Yes, I know. It's like nobody's from Gallup. God, there's nothing about New Mexico that's funny.
And Karen, tell everybody how long you've known Lisa. At what age or how long have you been friends?
Since we were 12 years old. And there's a group of us. There's me, Lisa. There's actually a group of us girls that always kept in touch. Even before all the social media.
Yeah.
We all kept in touch with each other and we're all part of each other's lives.
Karen, you told me something last week when I saw you at the Quartz and Crafts. You said that you know, Chris, Lisa's husband, obviously having a hard time with it. You said something to the effect of, you know, that you told him, hey, you know what? You gotta move on, honey.
Actually, it was Remy said it, and then I relate it to Chris. And Chris has been trying so hard to take care of everybody. And I told him, I said, you know what, hon? It's kind of like plane going down, you know? You got to put your mask on first before you can help anybody else. And you haven't done that. And you got to be able to breathe, and you haven't.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for calling in and for sharing.
And you know what? Have a big toast for Lisa today. I'm sorry, but just salute her. Have a toast, man.
We'll do a cranberry and vodka for Lisa.
There you go. There you go. Karen, you are the absolute best. And I, you know what? Thank you to you and to Lisa, because I have you in my life, and I really am grateful for that.
I feel the same way. Thank you both. So
absolutely.
Much. You know, remembering Lisa, that's important for us. I'm sure for all the other families as well. It's just, we appreciate everything everyone in Vegas has done.
Well, you just hang in there, girl, and make it a good day, okay?
I will.
I love you, girl.
We're going to turn this into a positive day.
Just a reminder, at 10:05, we'll have a moment of remembrance, along with the Nevada Broadcasters Association, as well as 10:05 p.m. on this radio station. It's a statewide thing. All the radio stations are doing it.
Right.
As we remember the tragic events of 10-1. Steve's on the phone. Steve, what's going on?
I was just listening to your morning show about the October 1. My wife is still in the hospital. It's coming
what?
Up onto a year. Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Steve?
No. She had 12 surgeries. She suffered quite a bit of trauma in her internal organs and so forth. So,
has she been out of the hospital at all? Has she been in and out, or just pretty much in the hospital?
She was only home for 5 weeks back in April. The rest of the time, she's been in the hospital. I just wanted to let you know that she's doing better. Anyways, I just wanted to call you and let you know there's still people out there suffering.
Steve, were you with your wife at the concert?
My two daughters were there. My one daughter was shot, too, so along with my wife. And she survived. You know, she had an out-of-body experience, went to heaven, saw her brothers, saw her dad, saw my uncle, and they all said that, she's not supposed to be here. She needs to go back. So she came back, and she fought and fought and fought.
Steve, if you don't mind us asking, how are you doing with the family overall?
I'm doing okay. I've been living at the hospital for the year. Been with her every day.
And what about your girls, your daughters?
They're doing well. They're back at work. You know, they own a dance studio up in Summerlin, downtown Summerlin, and so they're back to teaching.
You know, is there some light at the end of this tunnel?
The light was dim for quite a while, but it's getting brighter, Carla.
Okay, good.
It's getting brighter. We're hoping that she recovers completely. It's been a long year. It's been a hard year, but we're offering hope and inspiration to what she had to suffer, and hopefully it gives some inspiration to other survivors to keep going, not, you know, never giving up. But she's a trooper. We call her the warrior.
You know, Steve, after she gets out of the hospital feeling better, she's going to hold this over your head forever.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah.
excuse me.
You know what? You didn't come in that one Thursday.
Right.
All right, mister?
Well, you know, I was in the hospital for a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. And you were at the dance studio?
I think you can come see my mother for a week.
Guess what? Yeah. You owe me, mister.
Yes.
What do you mean, what are we having for dinner?
Well, I have a sticker on our bed. On her side of the bed, I have a sticker. It says, I'm the boss.
Oh, boy,
good.
Steve. When she gets
good.
Out,
Steve,
God bless you, Steve.
Yes, Steve. I don't
I
even know what to say.
Just keep her in prayer.
Absolutely.
And that's what that's what's getting us through this.
Well, Steve, God bless you. Hang in there and try and have a good day.
Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling, Steve, and taking
You're
the
welcome.
Time. You take care of yourself.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:55. All right, get ready. Another chance to put a grand in your hand coming up. We'll do that with another code word for you after the Eagles in Hotel California.
It's time to play the Grand in Your Hand contest.
I want the cash.
Show me the money, honey.
On 96.3. KKLZ Las Vegas.
Hey, Vegas, it is time to grab your share of $150,000 in this Beasley Media Group multi-market contest. This hour's code word, child.
Child? C-H-I-L-D, child.
That's the word that you need to either, you know what, do it online at 963KKLZ.com or download our free new KKLZ app. Get it out there that way because your tweets, Facebook messages, things like that, and regular texting, not going to do it this time. You do need that KKLZ app. And it's free. Download it. That will help you. Again, the word child. You've got 15 minutes to get it out there, so do it. And if you get a weird phone number calling you, you know, 20, 25 minutes or so, pick it up. You never know. They might be telling you you're putting a grand in your hand. Child. Good luck.
If you missed it, the code word to put a grand in your hand is child. C-H-I-L-D. Child. Still have a couple of minutes to enter that word on the free, the new free KKLZ app or through our website, 963KKLZ.com. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 806, where today's mantra is making Vegas stronger.
Yes.
Making Vegas
Absolutely.
Stronger. Today, the anniversary of 1 October, last year's tragic event. So that's what we're doing this morning.
Yeah.
Making Vegas stronger.
Definitely.
Some entertainment news. Got that coming up after Mike and the Mechanics.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, CNN's founder Ted Turner suffering from dementia. He actually has that Louis dementia, what Robin Williams had.
Oh.
And he talked to Ted Koppel over the weekend, and he said he's you know, often exhausted and forgetful. He said it's a mild case of what people have as Alzheimer's. It's similar to that, but not quite as bad. Alzheimer's is fatal, generally. So, yeah, he's kind of struggling a little bit, but getting through it. Jennifer Lopez performed her final Vegas residency show Saturday night. Now, her former boyfriend, Pete Diddy, whatever he's going by now, doodly-doo, he was there in the front row. Her current boyfriend, A-Rod, sat elsewhere, and apparently she saw Diddy in the crowd and sang to him and, you know, kind of pointed him out, let everybody know he was there, and then she shouted out his name, and then Alex's name a little bit later, even louder, so she was aware that, you know, her ex was there and her current was there. That awkward,
Boy, if you're going to fall on your butt, that would be the show to do it.
I know. Oh, my God. And then I can't even believe it because my ex was there. And then my fiance was there. It's so embarrassing.
That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if it still is if you're J-Lo. It's like,
Probably not.
Oh, my God. They're both here. And she's shaking her hands. Are they both here? Oh, geez. Serena Williams, she is in a new breast cancer awareness video. Now, she is topless but covered in it, and it is for just that. It is about giving yourself a breast exam.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. What? Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no.
Singing?
Serena Williams.
That's Serena
tennis
Williams?
Player, yes. And I have it on good authority. A friend of mine, Angie, she in Baltimore once doing karaoke. The Williams sisters were there. They love doing karaoke, apparently.
Uh-huh. Well,
and
who
she
doesn't?
Said, she's like, they're really good.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
She sounds pretty good.
I know. Man, she didn't sound, you know, like she'd been drinking and trashed, you know, singing Love Shack like I often do. That's my painfully deep take for this hour. If you missed anything on our show, you can always go to our podcast.
96.3 KKLZ, along with the Nevada Broadcasters Association. It's statewide, the two moments of remembrance we are doing this morning. One at 10:05, and then later tonight at 10:05. So make sure you're listening. And that, again, every radio station, not only here in Vegas, statewide, and probably nationwide as well. Hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:30. Gets to win before you could even buy him to go see Elton John, that final tour, a part of that final three-year tour.
Yeah, yes.
He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena. Tickets don't go on sale until this Friday, but you have a chance to win it before you can buy them. Caller number nine, we're going to play the Mike and Carla Pyramid Game.
Yes, we are.
Just like the TV show. Start dialing it up. 702-739-9636. Good luck. We got Craig on the phone. Craig, you're going to play a round of the pyramid just like on TV. We got time on the clock. So here you go. A chance to win those tickets before he could even buy them for Elton John. His final go-around over at the T-Mobile Arena. Start the clock and go.
Toilet paper. A plunger.
In the bathroom.
Good job. I was the best basketball player ever. I wear Hanes underwear.
Michael Jordan.
There you go. Eggs. Donuts. Bagels. Roses.
A dozen.
Dad, things sold in a dozen. That's it, right there. Woo! I got that. Good job, my friend. You're going to see Elton John.
Oh, great.
You got the tickets. The dates are September 6th or 7th of next year. Okay. Tickets for everybody else go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But, Craig, don't worry about yours. You already have a pair. The tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And, Craig, thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Congratulations to the latest winner, $1,000 richer, Frank Dura. Put a grand in his hand. Your next chance to win a little over an hour from now.
Okay.
Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the stories we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now that's what a hamburger is all about. Woman in St. Louis just sued her son's high school after he didn't make the varsity soccer team.
Oh, God. Okay.
And since he's a junior, he also wasn't allowed to be on the JV team. So she sued for age discrimination. That's the kid, by the way, that...
Yeah. Oh,
Mom.
I know. You're not going to... Oh, my God, don't. We're not suing. No. Oh, geez.
I thought you were just joking.
Yeah.
A grandma in Florida was surprised by a naked man on her porch on Friday.
Well,
so
sure.
She scared him off by popping out her dentures. He ran away and left his clothes behind. The cops tracked him down and arrested him. She just started shouting at him. Grandma with no teeth! Grandma with no teeth!
Is it that bad? I mean, is it really that bad? My grandma used to take her teeth out. It's like, oh, fabrication.
I remember as a kid when I stayed at my grandpa's house and I saw for the first time my grandmother's
teeth. In a glass. I know.
I was only about 6 or 7 years old. I just thought, what the hell?
Yeah, scared the bejesus out of me, too. I know. It's like, what? What do you? Grandma doesn't ever do teeth in a jar, right? Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird. Well, Mike, a woman from Santa Maria, Colombia, she got busted cheating by her Uber driver. She met the guy she was cheating with. She met her lover.
Uh-huh.
And then they called for an Uber to take him to a hotel.
Yeah.
Guy that picked her up was her husband. He was an Uber driver.
Don't worry, my husband will never know. He's at work.
Yeah, she admitted to her husband she'd been cheating for a year. Wow, that sucks. That just sucks. And very sad news out of Italy. A legendary Italian playboy has died at the age of 63 while having sex with a 23-year-old tourist. This is what he did. Maurizio Zanfanti. He was dubbed the Romeo of Rimini. Estimated to have slept with more than 6,000 women.
Wow.
He was a nightclub promoter. And then he entertained tourists.
Oh.
Like, that's what he did. Well, he was entertaining this one in the back of a car Tuesday night. Apparently, that was his office. Had a heart attack. That was it. She called paramedics. They couldn't revive him. But his friends, and I am not joking, have said he died doing what he loved to do.
Stop.
Obviously, I'm not joking. They truly said that.
In the back seat of a car, though.
Truly. Well,
you would think if you'd been doing it that long and that well.
That he might have a room somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somebody would have said, Maurizio, you stay here. You stay here. You stay here.
Or maybe his client would have said, don't you have a room or something?
Yeah, well, then apparently she didn't care, but
that's
know.
Too bad.
Poor Maurizio, so I'm sure they'll fly that flag at half. I don't know what they'll do in Italy, but,
you know,
that's a big Italian playboy dead at 63. Oh, no, what do you mean, Italian playboy? Because that's how we talk.
Oh.
It is Monday. That's
so authentic. Normally, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story. But thought we'd change it up a bit this morning because of, today is 1 October.
Yeah, and I promise you this will be a feel-good story once you get through this.
Something a little bit more relevant to what's happening today.
Yeah, and this is actually, believe it or not, this is somebody I went to high school with, and I ran across this morning, and this just cannot be more fitting. So give me a minute here. Raina is her name, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend, fiance, is Opie. And she said, one minute I'm dancing and singing with complete freedom, having a great time. Next, it's a massacre that no one could imagine. I witnessed the best and worst in humanity. People were helping the wounded. On the other side, people were looting cash in registers from the vendors. Opie helped out about 20 people. They got under VIP containers. I think he saved their lives. I was in direct line of fire. He got shot, saving my life. No one knew what to do. You run straight, you get shot. You run side to side, you get shot. Didn't have time to think of anything except getting medical attention. An officer grabbed my shoulder and said, no one's coming. No more Metro. They're out of medical supplies. If you have to steal a car to get them to the hospital, then do it. There were a lot of heroes that night. I have two. The gentleman that got 8 to 10 of us to UMC in record time. One, unfortunately, who died, but in the hospital instead of a truck bed. The number one is Opie. No explanation as to why I'm alive, or at least without multiple gunshot wounds, but he saved my life. I'll never be the same as I was the end of September, but in some ways, I am much better and much stronger. I live my life today to its fullest, however that may look. I prefer solitude in the desert to the mass crowds of Las Vegas now, but I'm at peace more often than not. Sometimes survivor's guilt kicks me in the butt, but I won't waste one second of this half of my life on nonsense. So let's be kinder, nicer, get to know your neighbor. That night, no one gave a damn who you voted for, what your political party was, what color you were, where you worked, how much money you had. It was one human being helping another. I would not be alive today if it weren't for the love of my life and all the other survivors. I thank you. How cool is that? Mm. And if you'd like me to lighten this up a little bit, Raina's fiance now, they came to see me one night and I said, you know, how are you doing, Opie? He said, fine. I said, you know, I just have to ask, where were you shot? Well, Carla, I was shot right there. He was shot in his groin.
Oh.
And I said, no, you weren't. He said, yes, I was. And, you know, he joked about it a little bit, but he's got the best attitude. And my friend Raina Rusk is her name, has always had the best attitude on earth. But she's right, you know?
Depending on what time you tuned in this morning, we tried to find a balance.
Yeah.
A balance of airing some of the calls that came in to be as positive as we could. And the mantra today, of course, making Vegas stronger.
Yeah, today's going to be a rough day for a lot of people. A lot harder for you than it is for us for obvious reasons. So, you know, like we say, try to find something good. Try to find something good today. And if you did lose someone, celebrate their life today. Absolutely celebrate it.
And the other thing is, if you're looking to make Vegas stronger, all the information you need about donating blood, getting involved, help with support, it's on our website, on the homepage, all day today. Yeah. And will continue to be for quite a while, 963KKLZ.com. All right, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Canab, plan your trip at visitsouthernutah.com. Just a reminder, anything you missed on this morning's show, catch up, keep up by downloading a podcast of the condensed version of this morning show, plus entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Wendy Rush coming up next. She will try and put a grand in your hand with the new code word at the top of the hour. Don't forget, 5 after. Your first of 2 moments of remembrance statewide. She'll also have that for you. Otherwise, have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And we will talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.